This morning's headline is on whole wheat labeling on products. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So basically, if you're going out and buying something that is whole wheat, thinking, boy, this is better for me, you may, in fact, be buying something that is not necessarily whole grain, and you won't be getting the wheat germ, right?
Yeah, essentially, what you may be buying is just white bread with some molasses added to it, because that's basically what gives it that brownish color. So it ends up being more of a marketing ploy as opposed to it being something that is better for you in terms of from a health perspective. Because what's happened is that whole grain means you have the germ and the bran included. And it's, as the name implies, everything is in that flour, and you get most of the nutrients from the bran and from the germ itself. So, but when you have whole wheat bread, what happens is they take out about 70% of that. And so there is very little in terms of the marketing of this that helps people understand the difference. In fact, as you mentioned, Steve, when you say whole wheat, people think, oh, you know, that's really good for you.
Yeah, and I suppose it comes down to the baker's interpretation of what the public will find tastes good, right? So they're trying to make whole wheat breads taste closer to white breads, and in order to do that, they have to take out that bran, the wheat bran, or at least some of them think they have to. And so you've got, in this marketplace, this total confusion for the consumer where they're saying, whole wheat, is that whole grain or not whole grain? And somebody, supposedly they've been working on this since January of 2007.
Yeah.
And the industry said, yeah, we were working with the government trying to come up with consistent labeling so consumers would not be confused, and nothing's come of it.
Yeah, to me, it really astounds me that it takes 5 years to actually come to some sort of decision to say, you know, we want to have some accuracy in the food that we're eating to know what's in it. And this essentially is an industry push to essentially pressure against doing that, because they like the fudging of it. They like the fact that it makes it seem that they're doing things that are healthful when they really aren't. And Health Canada has followed right along. It's a no-brainer, Steve. Just have an accurate definition, and the definition's already there. You don't need 5 years to decide on it. You have a definition of what whole grain is. It's not rocket science, and yet they have to hem and haw, and they take 5 years to finally say, no, we don't want to do that. It's simply a decision made for industry to be able to keep on continuing with their practices the way they are.
So if somebody wants to buy real whole wheat, whole grain bread, look for something that is labeled as whole grain.
And you have to look at, exactly, and you have to look at the ingredients listing, because a lot of times you'll see enriched flour, and then they've added in a few other things to make it seem like they've done whole grain, but really that's not what's happened. You really have to look at whole grain flour as one of those ingredients.
And you'd believe as a doctor that it really is better for you, the whole grain flour.
It's the whole thing. You're getting the nutrients. It's like saying, you know, I'm going to eat an apple, but I'm just going to have the flesh of the apple and not really have the skin, where the skin contains more of the nutrients than the actual flesh does.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.